Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for this wonderful grace you have shown unto us, making it possible for us to be alive in health, in good health, O Lord, in our right senses, Heavenly Father. Since we left here on Sunday evening with such abundance of your blessings upon us all throughout the services, we are grateful unto you for watching over our lives. Thank you for your saving power, your keeping power, your protecting power, your delivering power from all evil, from all wicked plans of the enemy. Do not allow any of us to fall victim of the wickedness of the evil one. Glory be to your name. Thank you for bringing your people, Father, to church this evening. Students from school, workers, O Lord, from home, and the business people from their business centers, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, O Lord, for guiding this evening. Thank you for waiting on you. Thank you very much for the song leader. Thank you for the song service. Lord Jesus, our Savior, all these things are just preparing us, O Lord, our God in heaven, to receive, O Lord, what you have in store for us this evening. Father God, it is not the word of a man. You watch over your word to perform it. Once more, Heavenly Father, be merciful unto us, O Lord. Be gracious unto us, Lord. Give us a simple heart opened, O Lord, our God, in humility to receive your word. Heavenly Father, may the people look away from man. May they look away to Jesus, their maker, their savior, their creator. O Lord, our God, the one that paid it all for us on the cross of Calvary. I pray that man will not be seen. Hide me away from these people. Hide me under the cross. It has fallen my lot, O Lord, our God, everything you planned before the foundation of the world, that I will stand before these purchased products of the blood of Jesus Christ to speak this word of life unto them. Lord, may you speak yourself, O Lord. Break this bread of life unto our souls, Lord. Glorify your name, Heavenly Father. If there are people on their way, come, may you steal their footsteps down safely. Bless your people, O Lord, our God. Father God in heaven, all over the country, other nations of the world, minister unto your people. Father, in the hour of prayer, may you anoint us, O Lord, to be able to pray. Almighty and ever-living Father, may the simplicity of this glorious gospel, Father God, may it not pass over our heads, O Lord. Lord, may you condition our heart. May we receive it deep down in our heart, O Lord, that the Holy Ghost, O Lord, will water day and night, that the evil bed of the enemy will not have any cause to take it away from us, Lord. Grant these things, Heavenly Father. Let it bring healing to the soul, healing to the sick bodies, Heavenly Father, bringing baptism of the Holy Ghost, O Lord, bringing conviction from sinners, Heavenly Father, setting the captive free and turning backsliders unto you. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name forevermore. May we leave this place this evening, O Lord, with our heart burning like Cleopas and his way to Emmaus and his friend, O Lord, our God, when Jesus appeared to them and was speaking to them along the way. They are not born within us when he was speaking to us. Speak to your children. We are all listening. Both the preacher and those that have been preached to, may you sanctify us all together and be partakers of the blessings. Thank you, gracious Father, that at the end of this service, there will be no feeble in our midst. Lord Jesus, those who will not be here, may you be gracious unto them. Those listening online, may you speak to everyone, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church this evening in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn in the Bible to the book of St. Matthew again this evening. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3. St. Matthew, chapter 3. We'll start our reading from verse 10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. Shall we please? I'm grateful, my brother. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We welcome ourselves to church again this evening. I'm sorry, church. There's something I wanted to minister from. I will charge it and I left it there. God bless you. By the grace of God, this evening we just want to admonish ourselves a little. I believe all the children, all the teenagers, and all the youth, are we all here? I hope there's nobody outside. Dick is please have me check. Thank you. God bless you, Lord. I'm grateful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to continue with our sermon, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. We stopped at one of the characters. We have spoken about Noah. We have spoken about Enoch. We are on Daniel here. Well, if you judge me right to be faithful and a minister of this gospel, this is just laid in my heart this morning from this sermon here, while I was told that I have to minister this evening. I was just meditating, and we have not yet finished the sermon, and by the courtesy of the associate pastor, as his manner is, like a pastor used to do, if you just say it in a mild way, in a humble way, if there's anything you have to, can you minister this evening? Can you prepare for sermon or things like that? And he asked me if there's anything I've not finished. I said yes. He said okay, because our brother who's supposed to be here this evening is not, is on duty. While I was meditating, I just went back a little to this Daniel, one of the most outstanding characters in the Bible. Young boys and girls, teenagers, may God help you. Parents, may God help us. Now, the prophet didn't just speak for speaking sake. Are you with me? Yes, sir. Because every sermon is by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he made us to know here concerning Daniel. When he was speaking about him, he made us to know that Daniel had a handful of brethren that have gotten together. When they were taken from their homeland because of the evil that they did against Jehovah God, and it was prophesied that would be in exile for 70 years. And when the time came, Nebuchadnezzar came with his army and packed them to Babylon, in a strange land, among strange people. And they were there. It was 68 years when one of them was a young man, a prophet by the name of Daniel. When he was leaving Jerusalem, the homeland, he took the scroll of Prophet Jeremiah along with him. And he was busy reading it day and night. Day and night he was studying it. He was digesting it. And he found out by the Holy Ghost, by the grace of the Almighty God, that they have already spent 68 years. They started seeking the face of the Lord. Remember that, you know, when they were taken to that place, Nebuchadnezzar asked his eunuchs to check on some people and bring them in and train them, feed them with the king's meat, the king's food, and to drink the king's drink, his wine, so that they can look be nourished and be fattened. Their cheeks will come out rosy. Their flesh, oh my, will be so fine. I mean, just healthy, strong. But this Daniel, the Bible made us know in chapter 1, verse 8, that, and Daniel proposed in his heart that he was not going to defile himself with the king's meat and with the king's drink. Not only that, he was not going to go to their dances, to their parties, because their dances and their parties that they have is, you know, to dance to idols. Amen. And these three, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, joined together with him in one heart. And they met the chief. Please, can you give us pulse, ordinary beans, and water? Try us for 10 days. The man said, you want to endanger my life? If the king should see you after the end of the day that you are lean, then he will cut off my head. He said, you try us. And what made us to know that? They found grace in the sight of the man. And the Bible said, when the way of a man pleases God, he made his enemies to be at peace with him. He gave them common beans and water for 10 days. And when you look at them, their face shined, changed, fresh, nourished. They look fatter and better than the rest of them that were eating the king's food and his drinks. Now, what struck my heart this morning? Something just struck my heart. I should go to the Bodega in this sermon. Where? I just want to Bodega and I just look to it. Please, can I go to 50:07-08:27 in the morning. Afternoon, please. Afternoon. Prodigal. That is what we want to deal with this evening. Please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, young boys and girls, hear the word of the Lord. Not only hear, obey, listen, and be ready to do the word of God. Don't forget, the title of our sermon is, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And we know, paragraph 22, please. And we know what righteousness is. He told us, righteousness is the word of God. And it becometh you today, becometh me today, to fulfill the word of God. All right. Thank you, brother. Look at this prodigal this afternoon. I read. Look at this prodigal this afternoon. Where he was, Now we know about the prodigal son. It was the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ, of a lost son. He came to his father one day, just woke up overnight, just came to his father, want to look at the drama the prophet gave here. Give me the portion that belongs to me from your inheritance. Are you following me? And the father divided something, gave his own portion. The scripture says that a few days, he just packed everything and left. Then let's look at the drama. Parents, let's watch this. Look at this podcast on this afternoon. Where he was. Worst place for a Hebrew there could be in a pig pen. That is serious. We all know the story. He lavished everything. Riotous living. Carry guests. Drink, go to hotels, you know, like that, you know. He finished the money. Then his time came now, he became wanting. And nobody would care for him. But he joined himself to one of the citizens in the country and he gave him the charge to go and take care of his pigs, which that is contrary to the law of God to the children of Israel. That's why the prophet said, the worst place for a Hebrew there could be is a pig pen. Alright. Notice, look at the drama now. There is an old-fashioned country home. Let us fix it in our minds for a moment. I can see living there a lovely old couple worked hard all their lives. I had two sons. Of course, the son always falls heir to the inheritance. And then this younger son, perhaps, let's say they had went to church every Sunday, and they loved God, and they served God with all their heart. Don't forget that the Bible said, there is no better place to be than in church. But one day, this young son, let's say, he will start going out with a group that he had no business going to. You are coming. By the time we finish everything, you see, may God help us. Don't forget that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they made a vow unto Jehovah God, and they stayed with their vow. Amen. That they were not going to define themselves with the king's meat and with the king's drinks. Now this boy, every Sunday they go to the temple to worship Jehovah God. But now he has joined himself to a wrong group. Boys and girls, this boy we are speaking of here, the Lord, but the prodigal son, you know, joined himself to the wrong group. With all the teaching of the parents and the priest in the temple, every day, Wednesday we come to church, Friday we listen to sermon tape at home. Then Sunday school is there. Morning service, afternoon service. The ministers, by the grace of God, from the pastor to his associate and the rest of the ministers, they have never failed at any time to give unto us the bread of life. Listen, young man, here this afternoon, young lady, the Bible is admonishing, listen. Amen. Just as soon as you get out from under Christian influence, you are in a bad hand. You are in bad hands. You are on your road back right there. May God help you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe when you hear, may God help you. I believe it's a prayer. I believe if you are conscious of what you are listening here, if your mind is here, I believe you boys and girls should be able to say amen. Alright. Remember that just as soon as you get from under the influence of the Holy Spirit, I don't care who the boy is or who the girl is, if they are not saved, keep away from them. The other sermon, come follow me. But about when he read the scripture, he made certain statement. Then when he started the preaching now, he now said, remember to young boys and girls, just that were just graduating. He said, remember, you are going to follow somebody. Remember that. You are going to follow somebody. He said, the person you are following, who is he following? If the person is not following Christ, then do away with that boy again. Bad company corrupt good manners. We are only exhorting ourselves. Bear with me, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my. Amen. All right. I don't care who the boy is or who the girl is. If they are not saved, keep away from them. That's exactly right. And men, you too. And women, you too. Somebody say, well, I can go into the bar room with a guy. I can drink a Coke while he drinks beer and whiskey. And come back out and be the same person. The prophet said, I doubt it. That's right. I doubt it. Remember the girl that was brought up right and followed an Oswald, a drunkard that packed whiskey. Leo her one day to the hotel. And this boy has bargained with the bartender. Hotelier. You give me whiskey as usual. And give her Coke. He has already bargained. And they have already opened the bottle of Coke. And they have already put something in there to knock her down. Remember the son of who you are. Remember the daughter of who you are. Bad company corrupt good manners. Abba said, don't let environment... Look, if I ask you this evening, do you believe the prophet? I wonder who is asking me. I wonder, I'm asking you boys and girls. Boys and girls, do you believe the prophet? Huh? Do you know what the prophet, that voice told the prophet, all that you love and all that love you, I've given them to you then. May God help you boys. May God help you girls. You say you believe the prophet too. He said, if you believe me to be a prophet of God, or to be the prophet of God, to be the messenger of the age, obey what I say. Believe what I say. Live by what I say. Amen. You can't be the same. I doubt it. That's right. The Bible said, shun the very appearance of evil. Stay on the enemy's ground. When you follow bad company, when you follow bad boys, one day I was coming out from here. As soon as I got to the junction there, some students were coming from the school. No, that up, no, power line there. Oh goodness, you need to see the way they were behaving. You need to hear languages, foul, terrible, nasty languages that was coming out of the mouth of these boys and girls. It was so terrible, I almost closed my ears. May God help you. You know better. Praise the Lord. Now the prophet is giving an illustration, an example here. Of the toboggan, there was a man one day that wanted to go up hill, and he could not climb the hill himself. So there were some riders on horses. Three of them were there waiting for passengers. Then Baba said, he mentioned something in the Samuel influence, and here, toboggan sled. Toboggan is just a little board something. They use it to go around, for pleasure, We are just on the ice. Are you getting me? On the snow. The thing just be going like that, slippery, just like skin is slicky. Are you there? That's how this bobsled is, this toboggan. Before you know what is happening, if you're not careful, you just go down. the mountain to the valley. God help you. Before you knew it, down you the truth you went. Alright? So this man now, he wanted somebody to take him around
23, please.
Alright. Around the hill. Once there were, I can drive these horses within 2 feet. Are you there? Within 2 feet, the edge of the mountain. Ewula. I can drive this horse within 2 foot of the rim at a full gallop and never go off. The other one said, I can drive it within 6 inches and never go off. The third one now, he said, what about you to the next one? He said, I stay just as far over. No, I said, I stay just as far over as I can. Stay away from sin. It's innocent. But when he bites, you know, suddenly he bites like a serpent. Stay away from sin. Shun every appearances of evil. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the evil one. He said, you take me around. Listen to the prophet. Don't see how close you can get to sin. See how far you can stay away from sin. Get away from it. Just altogether, shut it off. Are you listening there? God bless you. Shut up sin. Anything worldly, anything that is attractive, contrary to the word of God. Praise the Lord. That is why, oh goodness, before you go for water baptism, we thank God for those who have been baptized since the past 1 year or 2 years and things like that. Listen to this. Each time you are coming out of the water, you are used to hear the chorus. I will never, never go back to that world. Never go back to that world. Never go back to that world. Am I right? God help us. I say God help us. Well, let me drop this. No matter how social you were before, no matter how worldly you were before, whether man or woman here, whether boy or girl, I believe you should do away with those worldly things. You should do away with those worldly things. No, look. Let us speak. Look, it is better to speak the truth to one another. Oh, goodness me. I pray for you. When I see you are still worldly, there was a sister one day. They went for the burial of the mother. Before you know what is happening, he put on these beads. Put on these beads. Put on the arms. Put on the hand. Put them on like that. On the neck. Yes, you know, dancing. Mama, in a death affair. You say you are a believer of the message of Yahweh. You see what to show off. And then when you are doing something now, you put on beads. This kid, I think you are kumabi. You put it on, God be merciful to you. How do you expect to receive the Holy Ghost in that condition? May God help us. We must fulfill all righteousness. Once you decide to follow Christ, you must do away with the things of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, so many a times we say we are out of the world, but the world is still in us. We want the friendship of the world to still be admiring us. Let me say this. I don't care how close somebody may be to you. It may be your senior brother or your junior brother. No man has a right to hug you. It is becoming unto us to fulfill our righteousness. As we are speaking to the young ones, we are speaking to our elders too. May God have mercy upon our one soul. This is pulpit of Malachi 4. Whatever is wrong is wrong. Bible said, come white, white, black, black. Amen. We must stay true with this word of God.
I don't care what you think about me, oh. So far, I don't come to you to beg you for nothing. God cares for me. Alright. Shut it up. Please, guys, they go to 25. Because of our time. You still want to continue with this boy? You continue with this young boy now. Then I can see this young man. He goes out. Listen. The friend that he was moving with, bad friend that he has nothing to, he has nothing to do with them. Those boys now influence him wrongly. Listen, you know, bad company corrupt good manners. The best, you know, one of them was said to him, why don't you tell your mother you are not going to that old church over there? All you do is patter back and forth to church. Well, listen to the problem now. Well, you couldn't go anywhere better than to church. Amen. I can hear him say, why don't you come on down to the city and come on down to bright light and live like a boy should live? Well, the first thing you know, I can see him. Now, he's going to ask his daddy, and his dad, is getting old, and his mother is getting old. When he comes in one day and gets tired and gets so sassy, you see that? I wonder what kind of boldness you have, young girl, young boy, to talk to your mother anyhow. What kind of audacity? Who gave you that audacity? To just talk to your mother anyhow? To talk to your father anyhow? You don't have God in you. You don't have God in you. May God be mercy. Before it is too late, you are better repent. Genuine repentance. You claim you are baptized with water, and then you can still be sassing your mother, sassing your father. Because you are not a girl. Because you are not a boy. Your mother talk 1, you talk 10. Your father talk 5, you talk 20. Who are you? Be careful. You can't see one day and gets tired and gets to sassy his mother and his father. You see, he wanted to use both faith to get whatever he wanted to get from them. Listen. First thing he said, Father, I want to give me my portion. I'm tired of laying around the house here and doing these things. All I see on Sunday is go to church and the rest of the boys way out, way, or that way. They are all out, you know, going, have their own way. I want to do as the rest of them does. Don't you never follow the crowd. Follow Jesus. Boys, don't you never, you have the opportunity. I used to tell my grandchildren at the family altar, say, look around here. Look around this vicinity, this environment. Say, you are best children to go to church, family altar, morning, night, to listen and hear the word of God, the rich word of eternal life to, speaking to you. Oh God, may God help us. Are you with me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Is that right? God bless you. But that is the attitude of young people. Listen, I want to admonish you this evening, in this sermon. Please, whenever you come to the Sunday school, come reverently, come sanely, come soberly, expecting to receive something from the Lord. Maybe God sparing our lives. I will read something to us about church order. Praise the Lord. Many a times, Even we adults, we misbehave. We don't follow church order. We are guilty. May God help us. I want to do like the rest of their dogs. Don't never you pattern yourself by them. Pattern your pattern by Jesus. Then I can hear him say, well, I hear the Father say, well, son, this is the only way I have of making a living. This is the only livelihood. Well, I have an inheritance, and you give it to me, my right. What is your right? Is that asking? What is your right? You have no right to disrespect your father, your mother. Are you following me? You have no right to disrespect your father and your mother. You are to be obedient sons and daughters of God. God help us. I can see the poor old father. It bothered him very, very much. Well, what are you going to do, son? He said, I'm going down to the city and live like the rest of them. Well, can't you stay with mother and I? We love you with all our heart, and we want to be good to you. We've done everything we can. Brother Abraham, we ask the question. He said, you children, do you pray for your mother? Do you pray for your father? It's a question you ask. May God help you. A mother that will wash your clothes, a mother will cook your food for you, a mother will do everything for you when you are young. If not because of this, then the sermon is being hammered. It is the father that is washing the clothes for the children. What type of a home is that? May God have mercy. That wouldn't satisfy. Satan has got a hold of the boy. So he was going down to the city to live like the rest of the worldly people. Sometimes you easily forget the home training. When you go to college, you go to university. When you're outside the environment where the word of God is being preached, thank God for the power in the word of God in this assembly. It's changing lives. It's molding lives. I tell you, it's taking the effect upon lives of people. I tell you, oh, merciful God. You don't know that the word of God is doing transformation in this place. I'm telling you, it's transforming lives. It may be too common to you, because you are old timer. But I tell you, people that come see here, the word of God is taking the effect upon their lives. I'm telling you, thank God for that. Then I see his father tell the mother, say, mother, you know what has happened? Our boy has got with the wrong crowd. He's a young man now, so he has asked me to sell the farm and take all that I have and divide among he and his brother. I can't talk to him. I can't talk him out of it. I can see the old mother. God bless those there. Old mothers. Erin, come by. Is your mind here? Do you hear what the prophet said here? Only a few sisters say amen. I can hear the old mother. God bless those dear old mothers. I have one of them at home. You see, sister, don't be modern day mothers. I used to say this, don't be modern day mothers. Be old-fashioned mother. Our time is good. Just bear with me. I will stop at the right time. Listen, church. Mothers. Be old-fashioned mother. Be like Job of old. It becometh you, it becometh me to fulfill all righteousness. Praise the Lord. The prophet made us to know about, oh goodness, about Job. Job will wake up in the night and pray for the children. Oh, I will never forget when we were living at Fela in those days. When my wife and myself will be having, prayer meeting around 1 or 2 a.m. When we finish, she will just go into the room of the boys wake them up, kneel down, pray with them. Go to the room of the guests, kneel down, pray with them. How many mothers are doing that? God help us. How many mothers are doing that?
After working from morning till night now, you come back home, you cook and things like that. Well, sorry for this adage. I hope that is not too much for us. May God help us.
Sisters, awaken! Shake yourself!
May God help us.
Things are happening in this evil day.
We don't want these things to continue among our children. We expect a change for better. And prayer changes things, as we had 2 weeks ago.
God help us. And how I love her. I told her goodbye yesterday. Her chin was quivering. That's no coming down. I said, Mother, asking God very much. I so enjoy the peace when we go up there for a feast. And I said, Mother, I must go. I said, this old mother, I can see her in our story this afternoon. See her go to her son and say, son, mother has washed over the board and ironed to try to do everything she could for you.
Children, do you appreciate your mothers? Children, do you appreciate your fathers? Do you appreciate your parents?
Oh God, have mercy. Now, I can hear him say, Mama, you get on the way from that store. That is old time. I don't want nothing like that. I'm going to have my way. I'm nearly of age now. So I'm going to have my way about this.
Young boys, young girls, let me tell you, in the message, Brother Man said there are 2 ways
a man can go.
Your way and God's way. He said, your way is wrong, but the way of God is right. And the Bible said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. The end of that road is death, which is eternal separation.
But man said, but God has made a provided way for us. That is through Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there is cleanliness of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, I'm glad this evening that there is a way that can cleanse a man from sin, can cleanse a woman from sin, can cleanse a boy or girl from sin. That is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Then you can bring you back to the will of God.
Hallelujah. I can see her put her arms around him and hug him. She will hug him. He turned his head. He don't even want a kiss in public. No affection. The Bible said they will be that. They will be this way. Paul speaks of it. Paul speaks it without natural affection. That is the way it is today. The child rules the home now instead of the father and mother.
Did you hear that? The child is the one that is ruled. If you allow your child to be ruling you, then you are down from grace.
They are the one who does the talking. It is a shame without natural affection. I can see the mother. Part is chief. Look, young folks, one of these days, it will be the only thing in the world. She is gone. She won't be here. That old dad that you will be ashamed of. Just because he goes to church and maybe gets happy and shouts once in a while. That boy, that boyfriend or that girlfriend of yours in church say, well, look at him. Isn't that awful? And you are just a little bit ashamed of him. There will be a time when you won't be ashamed of him.
I don't want to go too far. Our time is gone. Let us bow.
I don't know how you behave at home. I don't know how you relate with your mother, your father at home. You boys and girls. Thank you, Father. Let's think on these things. How is your attitude towards the word of God? What are you thinking in your heart this evening? As you bow your heads there, what are you thinking? How do you react to preach it? With Jesus in your hand this evening, you can do with him who is the world, whatever you wish like doing. But one day you are going to be in his hands. How you treat him now? Then don't worry. That day he's going to treat you in his own way. I hope I'm not wrong. I hope I'm not hard at any of you. Let God speak to your heart. That is the only thing. Simplicity of the gospel. Students, you are going to university now. Mama cannot talk again. You want them to keep quiet. You want them to shut their mouth. Make man your example. Keep away. Even in this assembly, don't let any boy influence you in the wrong way. Don't let any girl influence you in the wrong way. Let no boy, don't let no girl influence you in the wrong way. You are so popular in school. You are ashamed of this glorious gospel of the hour. Which Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jews first, and to the Gentiles. To as many as believe. Keep your vow. It were better for you not to vow at all than to vow that you sin against God. It's on your laps, it's on my laps. I pray that God himself will vindicate his word in the heart of everyone here at this city. call on the pastor. Come and pray for us. Let's ponder over these things. It is not my way.
Bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you again this evening for making a way for us to come together and sit at your feet, to listen to you addressing our needs. For that is why we come to your house. We do not come to see one another, neither do we come to see a man. We come to see you because you promised to be in our midst. We are two or three are gathered together in thy name. Lord Jesus, thou who knowest all things, thou who know us better than we know ourselves. Lord Jesus, you will always address our needs. The prophet said you don't come as an onlooker, and that you come as a recording agent. You come to design our needs and to address the same. Thank you for the way your word has gone to us this evening. It has gone forth. Definitely, it will never return to you void. It will accomplish the purpose why you sent it, both in the lives of the adult and the lives of the teenagers and the lives of the young ones, all of us together. May there be no heart that will reset your word. May we all receive your word. May your word transform our lives. May your word make us ready, O gracious Father, for that time that lays ahead. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. As many as are sick in the body, the Bible says you send your word and you heal them. Lord, may faith rise in the hearts of the sick one and receive healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Master and our God, as many as have been misbehaving one way or the other, your word is meant for correction. May we take correction, O God. May we, O Master, make up our mind never to go back to the way we have been going that your word has condemned, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory, Lord, for granting these petitions. Bless your servant as stretching him for the virtue that has left him. Your prophet said, we can never come into your presence and go away the same. He said, it's either we go away better or we go away worse. But we believe that each time we come, you will allow us to go away better because we believe we are your children. Thank you, our Master. We leave the rest of the service in your hands. Inspire and let your grant us unction. Utter us to pray as become a saint. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. Where is the song you did, Brother Femi? Where are you? Please, that first song you raised, can you still remember that first song you raised? You started with. I remember. And then, the first song you. And then, which is on the Lord's side? Please give it to us. Let us sing and let's meditate upon the words. Are you on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side, you're on the world side. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will give servants all their lives to bring? Let's be like that Indian guy who stood on his vows with the word of God.
and let those drunkards who is on the Lord's side go, for he will go by the call of mercy, by thy grace divine.
Service, we want to appreciate the blessings we have received in this service, from the worship, the reading of the scriptures, the preaching of your word, and the hour of prayer. We thank you, O God, that each time we come to your house, we always receive something fresh and new from your precious hand. Lord, we ask that your spirit, we cement your word in the heart of each and everyone that have heard the same, to the glory of your name and for our benefit. Master, we want to thank you for the request that we have laid at your feet, both the written ones by your children and also those that are on the board and others that we committed into your hands. Lord, you know all our needs, you know all about us, and you have made adequate provision for all our needs, even before we came to this earth. And we know that you are so faithful to your promises, that Lord, you said that when we ask, we shall receive, when we seek, we shall find, and when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. We have done that tonight by your grace and by faith, and we are positive that the answers are on their way coming to its full manifestation. Until we see them physically manifested, give us the faith we have need of. Give us, O God, the expectation. Give us a positive mind, and Lord, the positive attitude, Lord, to know that you are not a disappointment. And when we begin to see your hand in power manifesting all our needs and desires, may you give us grace to come back with appreciation and thanksgiving. Thank you for all you have done for us. Those who are sick and have been anointed and prayed for, give each one faith, O God, to receive their healing. We still remember Paulo wrote to me back home that you will quicken his mortal body, that you will perfect his head to the glory of your name. And as many as are sick in their body, grant it, Heavenly Father. Pray that you bless your servant once again that you have used for this service. Recall him and renew his strength and lead to the horn of his ministry. Thank you, dear Father. As we go back to our homes, you are the one that brought us from different places. Take us back home again tonight. Watch over us in the highway and byway. Lord, whichever means each one is going with, may your angel guide us back home, Father. And give us a peaceful night rest as we commit the rest of the week into your hand, your servant traveling to Lagos tomorrow for the wake-up and the funeral of one of your sons that you have taken to be with you in Lagos. May you go with him. And Lord, watch over all other travelers that will attend the same program. And Lord, we ask that you take care of the atmosphere. Being in the rainy season, may you be gracious unto your people. We also pray, dear Father, that the whole program will be a success, Lord. When each one will be returning back to their destination, may you take them back also safely. Thank you, gracious Father. We want to remember the family of the Oluwafemi at this time. We ask, Lord, that you will be with the children, the grandchildren, everyone, the family at large, and the church that he has left behind. May you watch over them, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions as we ask them with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. I'm sure most of us, if not all, have already read the news we put on the platform about the passage of God's servant that we announced when he was to go in for the surgery, and the surgery was successful, as we call it, but after the surgery, after some time, there came up issues and issues until the case got worse this last weekend, and he passed on. I think that should be, was it Sunday night now? So, which day did I put it there? Monday. He said, I put it there on Monday, right? So it was Sunday night that he passed on. So we, as the person of Pastor Oluwafemi of Akure, we trust that the Lord will be with the children. Much money has been spent, but there's something we can do about that. God will take care of and let's continue to uphold them in prayer. The Lord will be with them and help them as they prepare for the final farewell program for the departed servant. The Lord bless you. I'm sure majority of us don't know their children, so I've spoken to almost all of them. It was only one, I think, I just sent message to, couldn't pick. But, shall we rise? Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies crumble at our feet. Or whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power, we got the long way.